Preparing for Baptism, Essential Teachings of the Christian Faith and Ethics. Compiler and Editor, Vitaly Boyka. Reading to you today, David Moroshin. Doctrine about the Holy Spirit, continued. Statement of Faith. The Holy Spirit gives gifts to believers. Gifts are special abilities which are given by God to men for service in and the building up of the church. The gifts of wonders, signs, prophecy, healings, other tongues, and the interpretation of tongues were actively used in the apostolic period for the founding of the church. God gives His gifts in accordance with His will, but the scriptures warn us that in the last times the devil will try to counterfeit the gifts of the Holy Spirit in order to deceive believers. The gift of speaking in tongues should be understood as a supernatural ability to speak a foreign language. Any other manifestation of speaking in tongues is a forgery of this divine gift, as it does not correspond to the nature of human speech and the conditions set in the Holy Scriptures. We accept that supernatural gifts and signs do not serve for the affirmation of faith, but rather the Word of God and following of God's will. The filling of the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit, Ephesians 5, verse 18. The filling of the Spirit is a special ministry of the Holy Spirit, by which the believer receives the power to honor and serve Christ. Having the Spirit and being filled with the Spirit are not the same thing. All believers are indwelt by the Holy Spirit from the day of their repentance. However, not all believers are filled by the Spirit, though that option is open to them. True and effective ministry depends upon the filling of the Holy Spirit. God wills that His children be filled with the Holy Spirit at all times. Being filled with the Spirit is the same as being filled with Christ, because the purpose of the Holy Spirit is to glorify Christ. Now, how can a believer be filled with the Spirit? From various passages of Scripture, we learn how to be filled with the Spirit. First, confess and forsake all known sin. Holiness is part of the name of the Holy Spirit. Thus, He will not work freely in those who tolerate or indulge in sin. Number two, completely submit to His guidance. This means that our will, mind, body, our time, talents, and finances should be devoted to Christ. All this must be under His control. Number three, let the Word of God dwell in us. This includes reading, learning, and obeying it. Number four, put off the old man with its pride. In order to be filled with the new, we must first put off the old. Nowhere in the New Testament after Pentecost is there an example or pattern of praying to be filled with the Holy Spirit. To be filled with the Spirit means to allow the Spirit to control my life. I give my will to the Holy Spirit and He acts in me. Comparison of baptism with the Holy Spirit and filling with the Holy Spirit. Confusion in these concepts may lead to dangerous doctrinal errors. So first, baptism with the Holy Spirit. This refers to the body of Christ. It's when we join the body of Christ or the church. It's a one-time occurrence at conversion. Every believer is baptized with the Holy Spirit at the time of their repentance. There are no conditions except faith in Christ. Now, filling with the Holy Spirit, it refers to the person. We gain power for ministry. This occurs many times throughout a believer's life. Not every believer seeks to be filled with the Holy Spirit as commanded, and the condition is an obedient life according to the Word of God. Anointing with the Holy Spirit. To anoint means to set someone apart, to authorize and equip him for a task of spiritual importance. The Holy Spirit sets Christians apart for their ministry in Christ's name. The New Testament indicates that there is an anointing for individuals who are put into special ministry, and there is anointing for all born-again Christians leading to the knowledge of truth and to affirmation and assurance in the faith. Number one, anointing individual people for ministry. The ministers of the church must be called by the Holy Spirit. To do the work in the name of God, they must have the power of the Holy Spirit and enabling from Him. Therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which He purchased with His own blood. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. Number two, anointing all Christians, leading to the knowledge of truth. The anointing for all Christians is the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth. His anointing or presence helps us distinguish what is from the Lord and what is true and what is false. Only the Spirit of God can reveal the deep things of God to us and preserve the believer from false teaching. You have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things, but the anointing which you have received from Him abides in you. The same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in Him. 1 John chapter 2, verses 20 and 27. Also, anointing enables Christians to stand firm. Fruit of the Holy Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. The fruit of the Spirit is the result of the presence and activity of the Holy Spirit in the lives of believers. It is the fruit of the Spirit that shows the degree of spiritual growth and maturity in a Christian's life. The virtues of the fruit of the Spirit are divided into three groups. Number one, in relation to God and people. That's love, joy, and peace. Number two, in relation to people. That's long-suffering, kindness, and goodness. Number three, that's in relation to personal Christian life. Faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Gifts of the Holy Spirit. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. Gifts of the Holy Spirit are spiritual abilities given to believers for the purpose of building up the church, serving each other, and serving God. How are the gifts of the Spirit distributed? First, the body of Christ, or the church, is granted various gifts. These gifts are given for the edification of the whole body, and not for the pleasure or personal enrichment of the individual. Second, every believer has a gift. Third, no one possesses all spiritual gifts, yet all gifts are necessary for the church to function. Therefore, church members need each other. Number four, although some gifts may appear more significant than others, all the gifts are vital. And number five, the Holy Spirit distributes gifts to believers as He wills. I have a list of gifts that are listed here: prophecy, ministry, teaching, exhortation, administration, giving, mercy, wisdom, knowledge, faith, healings, miracles, prophecy, concerning discerning of spirits, tongues interpretation, also apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, speaking, and ministry. How can I identify my spiritual gift? The Spirit of God bestows spiritual gifts to equip every believer for ministry. A few questions may help you discover your gifts. Number one, am I ready to serve the Lord? Are there any sins or other obstacles in my life that prevent the Lord from using me? The Holy Spirit uses those who are ready to serve and who are committed to living a holy life. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the Master, prepared for every good work. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21. Number 2. What kind of work do I have an interest in and desire for? What have I already started to do? For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for His good pleasure. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. To will and to do is an important factor. We must align our will with God's will. Number 3. What am I already able to do well? What am I doing that blesses others? Example, a person has a desire to sing, but he doesn't have a voice or a musical ear. Another wants to be a graphics designer. He knows how to use the appropriate computer software, but he has no artistic taste. But our sufficiency is from God, who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Number 4. Who evaluates my desire to use a gift and my success in doing so? The church. The purpose of all spiritual gifts is to build up the church. Hence, your gifts should be positively recognized by the church. If I rely on self-evaluation, I can be deceived. Sins against the Holy Spirit. Quenching the Holy Spirit. To quench the Spirit means to suppress, to limit, or to hinder His work in your life. A Christian also quenches the Holy Spirit when he or she resists or ignores a call to ministry in some field. Grieving the Holy Spirit. We grieve the Holy Spirit when we deliberately sin. Anything that violates the commandments of Jesus Christ grieves the Holy Spirit. The Spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously. James 4, verse 5. We restore our relationship with Christ through confession. Blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. Blasphemy against the Holy Spirit is defined as denying the action of the Holy Spirit in the ministry of Jesus Christ, or attributing His works to demonic influence. This is the most terrible sin for which there is no forgiveness. The essence of this sin lies in conscious insult and opposition to Him. The Holy Spirit withdraws from such sinners. Thus, they have no more motivation for repentance. The devil tries to make Christians worry that they have blasphemed the Holy Spirit when, in fact, they sincerely love the Lord. Important to remember, baptism of the Holy Spirit is the process of joining people to the body of Christ, the Church of Christ. The filling of the Spirit is a special ministry of the Holy Spirit by which the believer receives the power to honor and serve Christ. Anointing with the Holy Spirit sets Christians apart for their ministry in Christ's name. The fruit of the Spirit is the result of the presence and activity of the Holy Spirit in the lives of spiritually mature believers. Gifts of the Holy Spirit are spiritual abilities given to believers for the purpose of building up the church, serving each other, and honoring God. Quenching the Holy Spirit means to suppress, limit, or hinder His action in your life. Grieving the Holy Spirit. Anything that violates the commandments of Jesus Christ grieves the Holy Spirit. blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. It is denying the action of the Holy Spirit in the ministry of Jesus Christ, or attributing his works to demonic influence. Key verse: But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 23.